Welcome to this podcast, listeners. For this episode of my podcast series, I would like to present to you how I'm going to turn my passion, drawing, into a community impact to others. Now to the basics where we start. What is the purpose of my passion? What is my purpose? Well, the purpose of my passion and I is that with this passion of mine, I could possibly teach low-skill drawers how to draw with the best of their abilities. How will I take action? Good question. To take action, I shall first start running an account on some social media, examples Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Skype, and post pictures of art I made. Also, I could post guides on YouTube, which is sort of related to the social media idea. But for YouTube, I could possibly post guides on drawing with very simple steps for beginners, so my actions can possibly impact others on social media. But if others who don't use social media want to take part, I could set up a club in my school and or out in public so people can join and learn from the club, which the club could include lessons on teaching you how to draw better, which would teach you how to be a skilled and wonderful drawer at the very end of the year. Now, how will I advertise this club into being successful and getting people interested in joining? As I said, I could post some guides on YouTube and post some pictures on social media to get people interested. Also, at the same time, I thought it would be a wonderful and brilliant idea if I put some posters out in popular streets and cities nearby so people could take a look at them and maybe be interested in joining. And so some population in Canada can take a look at it. What could be some barriers I'll face? Well, first barrier I'll need to face in order for this to happen is to find a space I could possibly use to host the club in. To find volunteers and or others that will help supervise the students and all. Advertising with posters, getting people interested in the club, and most important, getting the permission to start the club. Who, what are the necessary resources? Papers, pencils, erasers, markers, sharpies, paint, pastel, rulers, paintbrushes, pencil crayons, water, an area to host the club in, and last but not least, some people, volunteers, to supervise. Finally, how will I measure impact and success? To measure impact and success, I could do a survey at the end of the year when the club ends and ask others who've joined how they rate it and how they feel about it. Did they like it? Hate it? Did they learn from it? Did they get any better at drawing? So on and so on. Now that that's over, I guess we'll meet in the next episode of my podcast series. Bye!